This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 324. And today we're going to be talking about personal development and personal development plan. Before we get started, though, just wanted to get you caught up to date on a couple of things that I've been doing. The CrossFit Open has started last week. Now, the Open is a worldwide competition for all those involved in CrossFit to compete on a specific workout, a WOD, workout of the day, and see how they rank amongst their peers throughout the world. It's a really, really fun time. It's an opportunity just to see how physically fit you are, but also really see how mentally fit you are. Because although it's, you know, you do it in your local area and you're not in front of a stage, there are people cheering you on, but it's a competition. So I dive into all my mental strength tools. I'll use mental rehearsal. I'll use self-talk. I'll use energy management. I'll use affirmations. I'll use all of these things so that I can do the best that I can. And I really love this because it does happen once a year for 5 weeks, and it helps me fine-tune my mental strength tools. And so I consider the Open part of my personal development plan or personal development progress. And I would ask you to consider something as well. And we're going to go over 11 mental strength tips for personal development right now. So let's get right into it. And these are not in any particular order of importance. They're just things to remember and put down. And you can go over to where this podcast is posted on my blog, and you'll see the 11 there. So if you can't take any notes right now, you can pop over there to warriormindcoach.com/blog, and you'll be able to find these listings. So the first one is, you want to make sure you reward yourself for positive behavior. With a personal development plan, we obviously want to go somewhere. We want to improve some aspect of our life. We want to move forward towards a desired goal, whether that is part of that is losing or getting in shape or getting to a specific weight, attracting a life partner, attracting a new job, whatever that is. When we take positive behavior towards that goal, we want to make sure we recognize it and reward it. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go out and take a 2-week vacation because you dropped 3 pounds. Well, what I'm saying is that when you can recognize it, and it can be something simple like get a massage, take a bath, go out to dinner at a place you've always wanted to, go to a movie if you haven't gone for a long time. But think of some rewards that maybe you haven't done just because you don't feel like you, quote, deserve it. And as you've made progress towards your goal and have positive behavior, you want to reward it. The key here is we are so adept at recognizing non-positive behavior or negative behavior, if you will, or non-supportive behavior. And we beat ourselves up constantly for that. Well, here's an opportunity to do the opposite, and that is reward your positive behavior. So number two is, in your personal development, your goals, find the goals that match your passion. You should propel your whole life to greatness, including yourself. And so when you look at your personal development plan and you have goals down there, make sure those goals match your passion. Make sure those goals are from you and not, oh, this is what my doctor wants me to do. This is what my significant other wants me to do. This is what my kids want me to do. This is what my boss wants me to do. Those are all things for other people, not for yourself. So make sure that when you are developing your goals, that they align with your passions. If you don't know what your passions are, look back on your life and what are the things that you did when you were 5 and 6 and 12 and 18 and 20, and maybe not do all of those things because those things might have been not so productive, but look at what you were passionate about. We all have inklings of what really is deep inside our heart, what makes our heart sing, and it keeps arising throughout our life. So take some time and go back and look at where you really got passionate and make sure you have goals that match that. Next thing is positive affirmations. Affirmations are a wonderful tool. And I know that some people don't like it and don't believe in it, but let me tell you, you can have negative affirmations, and that's the negative self-talk. So affirmations could be just simply supportive self-talk, however you want to say it. But I will say that we do a very, very good job of negative affirmations. I'm not good at that. I can't do this. I'm not worthy. And whatever those negative affirmations are, we do those things all the time. So what this is, positive affirmation, it's a great, great tool. Yes, it may take some while for them to take effect and to sink in, but it took a while for the negative ones to sink in too. So think of some positive affirmations and just throughout the day, say them to yourselves. As you go to sleep, just repeat them to yourself. As you're maybe walking or taking a bike ride, repeat them to yourself. Just keep repeating these affirmations over and over and over again throughout the day, and you'll notice eventually you're going to start to believe them. You're going to start to live them. You're going to start to act them. You're going to start to, because you're doing it already with the negative ones. So you know it works because your life is reflecting basically your self-talk, which is an affirmation. So your life is been reflecting what you've been telling yourself. So you know that it works. So why not take control of that and say and repeat and embrace some positive affirmations so that you'll be able to create the life that you want. Okay, the next thing is exercise. Wow, that's a shocker from me. So exercise is absolutely critical. And I talked about, you know, the CrossFit Open. I would love everybody to get involved in CrossFit, and you don't need to. There's so many different types of exercise, but exercise is so great for the mind. It's so great for the body. It's so great for the soul. And there are a lot of things. It doesn't mean that you have to go to the gym. You could ride a bike. You could skateboard. You could rollerblade. You could do, there are so many things. You could do judo. You could do martial arts. All of these are some sort of exercise. It doesn't mean you have to go to the gym, go on a treadmill and run for 20 minutes every day when it's beautiful outside. But develop an exercise program. I happen to like CrossFit because it's about an hour a day. It pushes you. It helps you do almost complete functional fitness as well as some mobility and stretching. However, that's not the important part. The important part is exercise. Find something that you can embrace and do regularly. Exercise. There's so much research out there on how exercise helps the mind function correctly, how it makes the body function correctly. So make sure you include exercise in your personal development plan. Next thing here is take action and own it. So you need, when you have a goal, when you have something that you want to accomplish, you need to take action. Nothing happens without action. You could have all the intentions in the world. You could have all the knowledge in the world. You could have all the support around you. But if you don't take action, nothing happens. Regardless of how little that action is, taking action is habit forming. So if you have a goal, which you will because you listen to this podcast and you have a personal development plan, you have your goals, you start taking action, and you have to own that action, meaning you're responsible for that action. You're responsible for the results that that action takes, and you're responsible for changing the results if you don't like it. So make sure you take action every single day towards the goals that you want. Now, on the flip side, the next thing is rest. Make sure you get plenty, plenty of rest. We've heard it many times about how rest can help, and rest does help. It gives your unconscious mind a chance to process things throughout the day. It gives your body a chance to recover. When you're sleeping, your growth hormones get released. Wonderful things start to take. Healing is when is what happens when you're resting. So if you're not resting enough, your healing's not going to take place. And that's a physical healing. That's an emotional healing. That's a spiritual healing. That's your mind healing. And so if you're at a position where you're not getting enough sleep at night, power naps during the day are wonderful. About 20-minute power nap. There's great audios out there that go for about 20 minutes that can help you lull you to sleep. But make sure you do get enough rest. And enough rest is, I would say, about 8 hours. It has been proven that six and less, when you wake up after having 6 or less hours, it's the equivalent of having a drink of alcohol. Next thing is acuity. So here's what's interesting. As we get towards personal goals, when we start to achieve them, some people confuse almost getting them with getting them. And this is where acuity comes in. Make sure that you have run through the finish line, not stopped short of it. You see, the great sprinters, they see the finish line coming, but they run 5 yards past it. They think that is the finish line, so they move through it. So this is the same thing with goals. Make sure you, when you're getting close to your goal, you finish stronger than you started. You run through the finish line, not to the finish line. And you have to understand that difference and make sure that you have the acuity to know that you may have to take a few more steps to get that goal achieved. Okay, next thing is purpose. Finding your life purpose. And that sounds so easy. Yeah, go ahead and go out and find your life purpose. Well, finding your purpose in life is important because it helps put context around everything that you do. And often your purpose can be independent of what you do for a career. Your purpose can be, and I, in my Warrior's Quest, we look at it as being independent. We look at your purpose being an all-encompassing umbrella around your life, but it doesn't have to be what you do for a living, but what you do for a living will help support your purpose. And so finding that purpose, and that can take lengthy times. That could take some great meditations. That could take coming to my Warrior's Quest, because we do that. We take 3 days and go into depth and look at what your purpose could be. You find it. I don't tell you. But finding your purpose is important. It gives you a sense of, why am I here on this planet? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Why am I the person I am? And when you can find that purpose and develop it, then you can start to embrace everything you do as a way of living into that purpose. And your purpose isn't something that you accomplish. Your purpose is something you live every single day. It will never be totally accomplished. So this is why I say it's not particularly a job, but it's something that your purpose is who you are in effect, because you bring it to every aspect of your life. Next thing, volunteer. You know how powerful volunteering is? When often we're feeling, kind of maybe down because we're not reaching our goals. We may not have enough friends around us, whatever it might be. And we start to get into this fog, maybe like a Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, right? Oh my gosh, it's going to rain again. And anyway, we get into these funks. Great thing to do is volunteer. When we give our time and we give ourselves to something that we like, whether it's animals, whether it's helping the elderly, whether it's helping mentally challenged children, whatever that might be, when we volunteer ourselves, when we get done with it, we feel so good. We are elated. Volunteering has been proven to just increase the mood, increase the happiness level of the volunteers who do that. So if you haven't volunteered yet, take a look at something that you could do. And you don't have to do it 7 days a week. You know, just start off small. All these things, we just want to start off a little bit small and work into it. So it may be you volunteer once a month, and then maybe twice a month, and then maybe once a week. But find something that you can do and volunteer. Positive, next thing is positive mental attitude, PMA. It colors how you look at the world, your attitude. You look through your attitude at the world. If you have a lousy negative attitude, you're going to see a lousy negative world. If you have a positive attitude, you're going to see a positive world. So what is the world you would like to see? Not the one you're seeing now, because the one you're seeing now has been programmed in you by the media, by your friends, by your family. But what would you, what do you want to see in the world? And then start thinking, what is the attitude I'd need to have? What are my values and beliefs, which make up a positive mental attitude, or make up your attitude, right? It's your values and beliefs. What are the beliefs and values I need to have in order to see the world that I want to see, in order for me to live in that world and support that world? Because just not seeing the world, it's participating in it. And a positive mental attitude can work wonders with that. And that's where my training, online training, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, can come in very, very handy. And you can find that out at warriormindtraining.com. And the last one is like-minded people. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Now, when I say people, they don't have to be physical people. They could be books. They could be audios. They could be YouTubes of people who inspire you. Surround yourself. Obviously, it would be great to have live people around you where you can get together weekly or daily and talk about positive mental attitude and talk about the things that are going right and talk about volunteering and surround yourself with people who will uplift you and who you can uplift at times too. And again, it doesn't have to be physical. What books? What people, who inspires you, and get some books on them. Get some audiobooks. Get some YouTube videos about them. There's so many ways to access powerful, powerful people these days that there's no reason why you can't surround yourself with like-minded people. So that's it. Those are the 11 mental strength tips for a personal development plan. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll talk next week. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.